This is K2PCV. This is K2PCV, listening for any calls.
K2PCV, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this cold, chilly morning?
Oh, actually, coming out of yesterday, after that drive home, things aren't too bad. I think it was kind of interesting because they made an announcement yesterday saying that if people wanted to leave, they could, and they'd be able to make up the time. But I stayed, and I don't know, I think maybe the worst of it came. I drove home, and then it got really nice out, relatively speaking, and this morning is so much better than it was yesterday afternoon, so no complaints at all. Just the dusting on the truck, no chiseling, and yeah, we're cruising in for our first Friday of the week. Maybe we'll consider today Wednesday. Hump day. Either way, yeah, not doing too bad. How about you?
Well, I was outside for a little while, well, in and out yesterday morning till about noon, and then I was pretty much in the house the rest of the while. I did have to go out and rescue the garbage totes a couple of times because they blew around. Other than that, I've been inside the rest of the day. I haven't been out to shovel yet, but I just see that the plow went through, so I'll have to go out and clear the end of the driveway before Karen heads out.
Yeah, so far, maybe because the weather's been so, temperature's been so cold, that everything seems pretty light. Of course, the end of the driveway stuff mixed with the salt and turned to slush is probably a little nastier, but yeah, for the most part, it's pretty easy to deal with today.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that wind has definitely died down. I did hear that we almost set a record, well, Mother Nature set a record, for wind gust. I heard it was just a little over 80 miles an hour, and the record's like 82-something.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, some records we don't want to beat, but, yeah, wind, that's kind of cool. Of course, some people did suffer some damage. I know you talk about garbage cans blowing around. I know where we live, the neighbor off to the side of us had a tree come down. My sister sent me a picture of the neighbor across the street from my parents' house. They had a tree come down in their front yard, and it fell perfectly, you know. Didn't hit the house, didn't go in the street, just tipped over in the front lawn and headed towards the straight portion of the driveway. They have a straight and a turnaround there. Other than that, I personally don't know of anyone that's had significant damage from this weather. So far, so good.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody that's had any damage. I know my daughter lost power for some period of time. I don't know how long, but they have a backup generator. So that kicked on, and so they had light and heat, and it's a whole house generator. So I didn't hear anything other than that. I don't know if it was just a blip or how long it went for. I'll have to text her today and find out.
Yeah, I know Lynn was saying the power never officially went out at home, and it worked. It flickered a lot. We did go down at one point, but I don't think it was more than 10, 20 seconds, and it was back up. When it goes off like that, it feels like a long time, but like I said, probably 10 to 20 seconds. I was unfortunately running a noise test on the analyzer, so I had to restart that, but yeah, all in all, nothing major. I was playing around with my radio volume settings in and out of the node. You sound better to me, so this is audio coming in that goes into the node and then out to my radio through my speaker here. Actually, I might have swung a little too far. I might need to split the difference and bring that back up. And yeah, I didn't change anything with my mic audio. So again, if I sound hot, yeah, let me know. Other than that, hopefully it's okay. And I still need to figure out how to write a should be simple, a script to monitor a GPIO pin on the Raspberry Pi to do a controlled shutdown for my mobile node. And it's something I have to let Jeff know. I know they're talking about doing that All-Star Node class at the club, and some of those guys might be interested to know this little tidbit of information about the shutdown monitor not being supported in ASL3 inherently.
Yeah, going down that Raspberry Pi rabbit hole, I mean, it's just like anything, right? The more you use it, the more you know, the better it gets. I tried working on my Grub for my Linux, and I still can't, it doesn't like it, it doesn't see it, so I can't get to the Ubuntu drive yet. I'm almost tempted to download another Ubuntu, wipe the drive clear because I can, there's nothing on it, and start fresh.
Well, that's one way to do it. It sounds like Dragon, you know, is kind of like the elephant in the room and didn't take other operating systems into consideration. Ubuntu is very good at handling that. Windows used to do that. If you used to have a Linux install and then you want to put Windows on, Windows would not see the Linux drive. So, did you happen to try the a BIOS boot sequence? Obviously, you wouldn't want to have to go into the BIOS to change the boot sequence with every start, but did you see if there is a boot option as far as your startup is concerned relative to the BIOS? I guess that's like either an F12 or something key.
I did try a couple of different key options. I did try the F12. That didn't seem to work. I think I tried F2. That didn't seem to work. I couldn't get into the BIOS. Like I was able to one time. I got into the BIOS and I was able to see it, but now I can't. So I must have missed something when I was installing Dragon OS, and I don't know. Like I said, I'll play. I don't know if I'm going to have time today. Maybe tonight, play with it a little bit, and then if it doesn't work, like I said, I'll just try another version of Linux and just wipe the whole hard drive clean again. I mean, it's, what have I got to lose? There's nothing on it.
Well, I definitely get the idea that a fresh start is easy right now, but if you get to the point, especially if you were putting that side-by-side with, say, your Windows partition and you didn't want to blow away your Windows, what you would want to do is just install Grub separately, and I would use Ubuntu to do that. I would bet, now that you've got me thinking about this, I wonder if you can get back into your BIOS again, I might say, you know, look at your boot order. If you have the option to choose the operating system, if you choose Ubuntu rather than Dragon, I wonder if Grub is there with Ubuntu and you're just bypassing it.
Yeah, Grub might be on the Ubuntu partition, but for some reason that I'm only booting to the Dragon OS partition. And I don't have Windows on it. This is strictly a Linux computer, so I'll have to try a couple things. I might have time this. Well, I do want to get the driveway shoveled before Karen leaves, so I probably won't have time this morning.
Yeah, before you give up all hope, that's what I would try. Get back into the BIOS. whatever key it is, delete, escape, F1, F2, it should come up on the splash screen when it starts. Just keep tapping it during the boot until it launches. And that's the same like with the F12, keep tapping it, because it's not just sitting there waiting for it. There'll be a certain window of time where it'll accept that key entry. And that's my technique, just tap, 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 tap as it's booting, and then it'll grab it.
I definitely give that a try. I got to do something and see what happens. Because I'd really like to be able to boot, you know, have the option of which one I want to boot to.
Yeah, you'll figure that one out. That one shouldn't be too bad. I guess there's just a handful of things that need to be checked to figure out what's causing that. Yeah, I'm making pretty good time here today. I left early so that I made sure that if I ran into any slick road conditions and I had to slow down or anything, I'd be fine. But yeah, rolling up Hinchy now.
Yeah, I imagine traffic's kind of light this week because there's, you know, I think other people have taken, you know, Monday, Tuesday off because most people get Wednesday, obviously Thursday off, and I imagine even Friday is going to be even lighter.
Yeah, I don't know how they handle that with us because, you know, it's the work week, but Monday's part of the new year. I'm sure they've got that all figured out, you know, for the pay period. But, yeah, you're right. A lot of people have taken off Friday, but I wouldn't want to dip into that allotment of PTO at this point. I'll probably go a pretty good stretch unless Lynn has an appointment or something before I start to use any. Yeah, I think you said Ross was out yesterday and today. I haven't seen Jeff. I didn't see him yesterday. Didn't hear him yesterday. He's out today as well, if he said. I unfortunately don't recall. Yeah, a lot of people are out and a lot of people. I can't believe how many people left yesterday because of the weather. All right, yeah,
let's pull
in here. This is
K2PCB. In a way, it seems kind of weird that the weather's getting really bad, so let's drive home now instead of I'm in a safe place. Let's see what the weather brings and then make a decision. I don't know, at least that's how I would look at it, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I think my connection dropped out for a second there. I'm back.
What's kind of funny is there was, you know, how Ross lost power a couple of times there, like especially when he was on vacation, and there was really, like, no reason for it. And yet yesterday with the high winds, everything was fine.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Yeah, I had to switch to the phone for a second there, and then there was a delay, so maybe my network connection dropped out for a moment.
Yeah, that could be. The air kind of went dead for a bit, and I was wondering if something happened.
So what do you got going on for New Year's this year?
Well, our youngest grandson's birthday is December 31st, so I'm thinking my daughter's going to do a little something for him for his birthday. And then New Year's Eve, I'll probably be in bed by 9 o'clock. My friend Doug and I want to go to Sardinia for something they call the hangover shoot. We've been doing that off and on for the last 10 or so years, depending on the weather. If it's really windy, we won't go. If it's cold, we'll go, but if it's windy, we won't go. So kind of playing that by ear. How about you?
Well, we were trying to get a group together. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, that for Christmas I had received a murder mystery game. My sister buys me a lot of those. Our group gets together and we play those a lot, which is always fun. And we were going to try to do something New Year's Eve. but the sister that actually bought the game, she had a conflict, which was going to make it difficult. We were even going to do it earlier in the day. We didn't want to, you know, just like you, we were probably going to be in bed by that same time, and we were going to do something in the afternoon, but we ended up moving it to New Year's Day. Did I say Christmas Eve? New Year's Eve. We ended up moving it to New Year's Day instead, so we should have a group of people coming over, but I'm sure on New Year's Eve itself, we'll probably do the, you know, make a bunch of food. We've got shrimp in the freezer. We'll thaw those out, make some shrimp cocktails. I know we did some coconut shrimp the other day. Maybe we'll do that again. That was pretty good. We've got a lot of snacky things for the gathering on New Year's Day, so I don't know how much we will eat. We'll try to save some of that, but that's normally what New Year's Eve is about, is sitting around, watch a movie or something, eat some good food, maybe watch a ball drop from a different time zone early, so we can experience that for the year. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, we might have the, I don't know what time the shows begin for the ball drop. I don't know if it's like 8 or 9 o'clock. I might see a little bit of the show, but like you said, maybe watch a ball drop that happens in London or someplace like that, and say, okay, well, there's the new year. You know, maybe I could find one where I'm watching the ball drop in Japan, you know, or Singapore, something that's, it's already 6:42 p.m. there, so we'll see. But yeah, I'll definitely be in bed earlier. This is KE2GDQ.
It says, let's see, the first New Year celebration happens on Kiritimati. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Christmas Island in Kiribati, part of the UTC plus 14 time zone, which welcomes the New Year's hours before the U.S. East Coast. So, what time does it actually say? Plus 14. That seems like a big difference. Holy cow.
Yeah, there's a couple of islands in the Pacific that would be celebrating New Year's Day. I thought it was only going to be 12 hours. But 14 hours makes sense because of, well, when is Greenwich Mean Time? How far are we behind Greenwich Mean Time? Because the international dateline is somewhere over in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah, so 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, there you go. 10 o'clock in the morning, and you'll have yourself covered. I don't know what kind of celebration you'll see on TV, but... you can then celebrate it a handful more times if you want to before 9 p.m. All right, well, I've got 6:44, which means it's about that time. And I don't know if anyone else is waiting to get in here or is everyone sleeping in this morning. But, yeah, you definitely have yourself a good New Year's. Stay safe. Hopefully it's not windy, maybe not even cold. We'll talk to you soon. This is K2PCB. I'll listen out for your final.
Well, you and Lynn have a very happy new year. And, you know, however you guys celebrate, that'll be great. Stay safe, stay warm, and we will talk to you. If you're working on Friday and you're on your way in, I will probably be up and on the air. So this is KE2GDQ, and we will be monitoring.
Well, actually, I just looked at this further, because if their time zone is plus 14 and we're plus 14 minus 5, that's 5 o'clock in the morning. Huh. Yeah, you get a mix of misinformation with your AI response here. Yeah, I wonder if it's 5 in the morning. Holy cow.
No, I don't think I'll be up tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. to do that. So I think I might sleep in tomorrow.
Yeah, same here. My internal clock might be saying it's time to get up, but I might just turn over. We'll see. All right, I'm Orion. K2BC, be clear.
KE2 GDQ, monitoring.